أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. This ayat which we read yesterday, in which Allah mentions His great favor upon the Bani Israel. And ulama write, in this sequence it is the third favor, but really in this one favor are also innumerable millions and billions of Allah Ta'ala's favors. Where Allah Ta'ala says that, remember that time, that great favor of mine upon you, the Bani Israel. And we should also at the same time think of the great, great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Allah is referring to that time, وَإِذْ فَرَقَنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ, when we made the sea split apart, and بِكُمْ, for you we did it, for your benefit, to give you salvation. This is a great favor. Allah, who is the Almighty, who is not in need of anyone or anything, and He showers His favors upon us. This is a very great, great favor. We are not even a speck of dust in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so great, but He gives us the honor, and He says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, that we have given you great honor. And then Allah showers His favors one after the other, not one after the other really, but continuously in torrents, all His favors He showers upon us. So for the Bani and the Bani Israel, who were known for their transgression and disobedience of Allah, this shows another, it makes manifest another great quality of Allah. Allah is Kareem. Kareem is that being that shows His favors on those who are not even worthy of it. So Allah Ta'ala is that being that the Bani Israel, though they were so disobedient and transgressed, but Allah showed His favors, and He, what a great favor, that He split the sea and made 12 paths and very comfortable highways for them, freeways for them to move along. And then another great favor, فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ فِرْ بَچَا دِيَا حَمْنَي تُمْكُمْ, and then we saved you, we gave you salvation. From a number of things, Allah reward the ulama of the ummah also, how they have explained the Quran Sharif and the deeper meanings how they have taken. Yeah, outwardly it only means that we have saved you, your bodies. The Fir'aun was going to kill you, slaughter you, murder you, but we saved you. But ulama explained that some doubts in the knowledge of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah, that they even expressed and told Musa alayhi salam that we have been caught between Fir'aun at the back of us with his army and the deep blue sea in front where we are going to drown. Yeah, we are right at the point of being destroyed. But Allah showed, I know, Allah's knowledge is that, I know your condition. And I'm fully aware of everything. And also the Qudrat of Allah, that my Qudrat is above everything, that at the last split moment, when you are going to be destroyed, I will save you. And what a saving that Allah made this 12 paths for them, and they all went through. A saving also that Allah gave you salvation, your spiritual. You had doubts in the knowledge that Allah doesn't know what we are going through. You had doubt that Allah hasn't got the Qudrat and power to save us. Allah showed that to you with your own eyes, that how Allah Ta'ala has saved you. You also had some doubts about the Nabuwat of Musa alayhi salam, that is he really the true messenger, is he truly the Rasul of Allah. That also we removed from you. When we showed that when Musa alayhi salam hit with his stick on the water, and Allah made all those parts, so we also should have that full yaqeen on Allah. And we should know the knowledge of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah is over everything. We mustn't be overtaken by other things of this dunya. And also we should not have doubts in the Risalah, the Hadith, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There should be no buts and ifs. We should accept it wholeheartedly. So all these great favors Allah Ta'ala mentions. واغرقنا آل فرعون, اور دبو دیا فرعون کے لوگوں کو. And the whole Fir'aun and with his whole army, we had drowned them, and we had caused them to be non-existent after that. They were completely drowned. And this also, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ, or تُمْ دیکھ رہے تھے, in front of your eyes we showed you. In here also great favors of Allah, that it isn't some news, that maybe the news is not correct. But in front of your eyes we showed you that we have destroyed Fir'aun. Fir'aun was ruling, it is said, for 400 years without a headache also. And people were convinced that he is a god, na'uzu billah. But Allah showed that he was destroyed. And how also Allah showed his qudrat, that Fir'aun used to say, that don't you see, that ana rabbukum al-ala, I am your great God, I control everything. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي, and these rivers which are flowing, they are flowing beneath me, they are flowing under my command, I control them. That same thing that he said, I control, that same thing Allah used it to destroy him. And Allah Ta'ala, so we also have to learn a lesson. Many times we think we do things our ways, like for example some insurance policies, etc., that this will save us. In that same thing Allah destroys us. Allah used that same thing in order to destroy us. So all whatever is haram and is wrong, we might think our benefit in there, but that same thing, if Allah wishes, he uses it to destroy us. So yeah, Allah says that you were seeing. And then this was the day of Ashura, this happened, which is about a month's time from now. We are in Dhul Hijjah, next month is Muharram, the 10th of Muharram is Ashura. On this day Allah had given this salvation. So Allah had shown his great favors on this day, and from there Allah Ta'ala had made those favors flow into this ummah also. So we also have Ashura, and the details, a little bit of it, we will explain inshallah. So Allah's great, great favors upon the whole of mankind, upon every individual. Every one of us must think, I've got my eyes, my brains are in order, my kidneys are functioning, my heart is innumerable, unlimited favors of Allah, and we should make shukr also. As Musa alayhi salam made shukr, he kept roza on that day. We are also taught, so in all forms we must also understand the ni'mat of Allah, make shukr, and not run away from Allah and from his ni'mat. Wa akhiru da'wana.